We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:49 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County Commission hears a request for a group home for foster children. Turns it down. Tropical Depression Imelda brings heavy rain and flooding to parts of Texas.
One.
President Trump concludes California visit with a stop at a section of the border wall. Says it will be effective in slowing border crossings. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic this morning, I have had a call from one of our traffic trackers. Traffic tracker Matt called in a little while ago. Spotted a little bit better gasoline price out there, 55th Street South and Broadway. I'm still seeing most places at $2.45 a gallon. He said he saw them change the price there at 55th and Broadway to $2.41 a gallon, coming down a little bit there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 68. Friday, partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 81. Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 72 degrees. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A group of more than 500 major institutional investors called Thursday for governments to boost efforts to tackle climate change, warning that failure could have serious economic consequences. The banks, insurance companies, and pension funds said in a joint statement ahead of next week's UN Climate Summit in New York that current national commitments could lead to an unacceptably high temperature increase that would cause substantial negative economic impacts. The group includes financial giants such as France's Amundi, which manages 1.487 trillion euros, about $1.64 trillion. Canada-based Manulife and Insight Investment in the United States. These guys, you know, whatever you may think about the accuracy of science, they think it's a fact. A new discovery may get rid of what has been called the hardest infection to fight, the common cold.
This is House Call for Health, a cure for the common cold. Scientists say they may have found it, a goal that has eluded doctors for centuries, resulting in billions of runny noses and an estimated economic cost of $40 billion a year. About half of all common colds are caused by a virus infection. Researchers at Stanford and UC San Francisco say they've been able to disable a protein that all humans have. Without the protein, the cold virus can't divide and spread, so you'd never get to the point where you start sneezing. The researchers say their technique will work better than chicken soup to ward off colds. But before you throw away your cold medicine and tissue boxes, more research is needed. For one thing, scientists need to make sure that the protein they're disabling isn't needed for some other health reasons. The research is published in the journal Nature Biology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, and Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Artificial intelligence, robo-journalism. We do that every day. Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker. Good morning,
you'll be
Don.
Surprised.
Go ahead. Yes, tell us.
Well, a friend of mine is a coder for a company on the West Coast. He works for a company that builds algorithms that take news articles from multiple sources and create stories that read as though they were written by humans. It's extremely sophisticated form of artificial intelligence. Now, not only do they consolidate news articles, but they originate news articles from facts and quotes that are fed into the program. Robo-journalism has been around for several years. And back to its infancy, a reader might be able to discern a computer-created article. Some of the wording often didn't sound conversational. Many times there was something that was just a little off. But watch out. Artificial intelligence learns from itself and is developing a much stronger editorial voice. It's now almost impossible to tell a robo-journalist from a human writer. Amazon's founder Jeff Bezos purchased the struggling Washington Post in 2013. He's legendary for projects that are streamlined for the masses. He has invested heavily in robo-journalism, so now bots create a growing amount of the Post news articles. While Bezos is known for a broad marketing and fulfillment, his AI journalism is designed at reaching smaller niche markets rather than broadcasting written articles. All writing software is programmed with likes, dislikes, preferences, subjects that attribute that are rather attractive to different segments of the population. The more parameters that are programmed, the more exact the articles can be, and feedback teaches the robo-journalists how to even better target these affinity groups. It is amazing, but a bit scary. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222. Steve, you've read these things. You may not have known that you were even reading it. And yeah. I would say a bunch of, like, Yahoo News and stuff you find on Google News. Is this stuff? Anything on the internet
generated by a robot?
A robot that is just picking things from different other areas. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, everything else is like that. Might as well have them take over my job.
Yeah.
Today is maybe the computer can't do this for you. Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr!
You bilge rats! As you go out and about today, don't be surprised if people are saying, "Ahoy, matey! Avast!" Aye, aye, Captain.
My brother-in-law's favorite day. Yeah. My brother-in-law flies his Skull and Crossbones flag, and, I mean, he's Mr. Pirate.
I was never a big Pirate fan when I – now, Ted liked the Pittsburgh Pirates, but I don't like – I wasn't a big fan, although when my first grandson was born, Nolan, I did get him a pirate ship that he and I – a little one on the floor we could play with.
Ah.
Had a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
Arr, matey. I don't know where this came from. But apparently somebody who loved pirates decided they'd make up their own day.
Somehow everybody's got their day.
They do.
Every dog has its day.
That's true. 6:56 now. Thank you, Don. 6:56, Steve and Ted. Coming up, KNSS Morning News, top of the hour at 7 o'clock. Tropical Depression Imelda dumping heavy, heavy rain on Texas. We've got the story on the way. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.